Please rise for the reading for a time of prayer. In our prayers this morning, we will lift up the Sawnow family as they celebrate and mourn the passing of Addie just a couple weeks ago. They're all together still today. Also, a prayer for those who have been touched by the fires down in California. That has been requested, as well as those who are traveling this week, families coming together. Also for Jan Lane, her recovery. Chuck is here, and I got to see Jan a couple days ago, and she looked good. Is she continuing on her good path, Chuck? Yep, good. And Margaret Philpott has moved from the Corvallis Manor and is now home, so we'll pray for her recovery today. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray to God our Father as one family of his sons and daughters. Lord, in your mercy. O God, help us to defend and respect life, heed the call to fidelity and love, and honor the sacredness of the marriage bond. Lord, in your mercy. O God, we pray for all of our mothers and grandmothers to be marked with warm hearts and spirits of service. Lord, in your mercy. O God, we pray for all fathers and grandfathers to love their wives and children just as Christ loved the church. Lord, in your mercy. O God, we pray for all married couples who may feel like strangers to one another, that they may rediscover one another in patience, forgiveness, and mutual trust. Lord, in your mercy. O God, we pray for our children and grandchildren that they grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with you and with others. Lord, in your mercy. O God, we thank you for your traveling mercies. You bless the Holy Family with safe passage to Egypt. We also pray that you'd bless our loved ones and our congregations as they take travel this week to be with family for Christmas. Lord, we also pray that your protection be with those who are experiencing the dangers of the fires in Southern California. Bless them with safety and also shelter, and be with them as they perhaps travel away. Also today, Lord, your protection with Jan Lane and Margaret Philpott, that you'd bless them with a full recovery, and all those who are recovering from illness. We also uplift Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Don, Johanna, Rachel, Don, Monique, Raleigh, Roberta, Linda, Jennifer. Lord, in your mercy. O God, give us compassion, gentleness, and patience as we open doors toward those in our families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to the celebration. God, who supplies our every need, has given us this meal to share. Lord, we thank you for the bread of eternal life. We come to the table acknowledging our shortcomings and our need to experience your presence in bread and wine.
Lord, we thank you for the bread of eternal life.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, all of you. This is my body, given for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared. You may be seated.